from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. September 12th, 10 in health. The one that made me reread the abstract is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from default.blog, will UFO research always be a sideshow? In the summer of 2025, an article was in the works examining how UFO research has evolved since a pivotal 2017 New York Times piece. That article revealed the Pentagon's secret funding of a program dedicated to investigating unidentified flying objects. The landscape of UFO research has shifted significantly, with increased public interest and government transparency. However, there's a lingering concern that, despite these changes, UFO investigations may remain on the periphery of serious scientific inquiry. The interviews highlight a mix of skepticism and hope among researchers about the future of this field, suggesting that while there's momentum, it might still be seen as a sideshow rather than a legitimate area of study. Next, second from Cremio Recuil, how deluded is the wordsome? Today's post is brought to you by my sponsor, Mechanize. They're hiring junior software engineers at $300K your base salary. The wordsome is a 10-item vocabulary test where you're presented with a word, and you have to then select the closest word to that one from a list. For example, you could be given the word concern and your options would be. This brief test has been instrumental for understanding the relationship between intelligence, which, like all tests, it taps, and all sorts of social variables, from political views to incomes and education. Up next, third from Farstellar. Get ready, Venus retrograde is going to cut something out, and I mean it. Venus is in Scorpio this autumn, and it's gearing up for a retrograde that starts on October 3rd and lasts until November 13th, with effects lingering into December. This period is about re-evaluating what we value and our sense of self-worth. The shadow phase began in late August, hinting at themes of reflection and reassessment. Every 8 years, Venus goes through a rebirth, and this time it's particularly significant because it's the last retrograde in Scorpio for a long while. Past cycles, like those in 2010 and 2018, often brought hidden truths to light, and this one seems poised to do the same. As Venus cuts away what no longer serves us, expect a mix of grief and relief. It's a chance to recognize what we truly value about ourselves, even if it means letting go of something familiar. So, as we navigate this retrograde, pay attention to what surfaces. It's a time for growth and understanding, even if it feels uncomfortable. Embrace the process and remember that sometimes, losing something can lead to discovering your true worth. And then, fourth from New Atlas. Shui Jaehe R3 Smart Helmet drops with built-in IR for $1,500. The Shui Jaehe R3 Smart Helm has officially hit the market after much anticipation since its debut at EICMA last year. Price at $1,500. This helmet features built-in augmented reality, which means it can display useful information right in your line of sight while riding. It's designed for motorcyclists looking for a blend of safety and tech, with a heads-up display that can show navigation, speed, and other important data without needing to look down. The helmet also includes an intercom system, allowing riders to communicate easily with each other. While it's a significant investment, the combination of safety features and smart technology could appeal to those who spend a lot of time on the road. It's definitely a step forward in merging traditional motorcycle gear with modern tech, but whether it'll become a must-have for all riders remains to be seen. Next, fifth from the Snap Forward, what should I be worried about? In this episode, the focus is on preparing for the challenges posed by climate change. The discussion emphasizes the need for climate foresight and understanding the new risks we face, particularly the economic instability that climate chaos can bring. It highlights the importance of avoiding areas that may become less viable in the future and suggests strategies for relocation and resilience. The host addresses a common concern. What should we really be worried about? They encourage listeners to think critically about their surroundings and the potential for increased competition for safe spaces. There's also a mention of how some opportunities might actually arise amidst these challenges. If you're interested in a more hands-on approach, the host is offering a personal climate strategy workshop starting in September 2020. 6. Aimed at equipping participants with the tools to navigate these unprecedented times. It's a chance to shift from worry to actionable strategies. Up next, 6th from the Snap Forward. Quick note, further readings. The latest podcast episode dives into creating a personal climate strategy, sparking interest in further reading. If you're looking to deepen your understanding, there are 3 recommended books. Michael Mann's *The New Climate War* offers a solid overview of the challenges we face despite having solutions at hand. Hannah Ritchie's *Not the End of the World* *Presence*, an optimistic view backed by data on building a sustainable future. For essays, consider Hurricane Helene's Message for Us, which emphasizes personal responsibility in chaotic times. Old Thinking Will Break Your Brain, discussing the difficulty of finding relevant advice today, and The New Wave of Climate Imagination, which highlights how art and games can enhance our understanding of climate change. Tim Flannery's *Here on Earth* explores the evolution of life and the unsustainable practices harming our planet. The podcast series is free and accessible on various platforms, encouraging listeners to share it widely. If you're inspired to take action, there's a personal climate strategy workshop starting September 21, with registration closing on September 18. This workshop offers a structured approach to planning for the climate crisis, with limited spots available. It's a great opportunity if you're looking to make informed decisions about your future. And then, 7th from Carlita Shaw, how maritime noise is reshaping dolphin minds, societies, and our shared moral landscape. Thought in the Eastern Arabian Sea bottle, nose dolphins are adapting to the overwhelming noise from shipping traffic, as revealed by a 6-month study from Indy, his National Institute of Ocean Technology. Researchers found that in noisy conditions, dolphins change their whistles, making them higher in pitch and less complex. This instinctive adjustment, known as the Lombard effect, comes with significant costs, risking their communication and social bonds. Dolphins have an extraordinary ability to hear high frequencies, but constant industrial noise can lead to sensory overload, affecting their well-being. As their whistles simplify, it may weaken mother-calf relationships and group cohesion, crucial for their survival. A recent experiment showed that as noise levels increased, dolphins struggled more to communicate, dropping their success rates in coordinated tasks. This issue reflects a broader pattern of distress among dolphin populations worldwide, highlighting the ethical implications of our actions. The rising underwater noise is a form of pollution that threatens not only their physical health, but also their social structures and cognitive experiences. As we recognize dolphins as sentient beings, it becomes essential to treat noise pollution with the same seriousness as chemical waste, advocating for stronger regulations to protect their underwater world. Next, 8th from FIES.org. Nepal flood disaster exposes cascading threats in Himalayas. A catastrophic flood in Nepal that left thousands missing began with a collapse of ice and rock high in the mountains, a warning that disaster planning must prepare for chains of hazards, not isolated events, experts say. Up next, 9th from FIES.org. Researchers at the Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences, the MBS, are investigating how the body uses the essential trace mineral to fight urinary tract infections, UTIs, how bacteria manage to survive that attack, and whether those discoveries could eventually lead to new ways of treating infections that are increasingly difficult to control with antibiotics. As antibiotic resistance grows, researchers turn to copper to fight infections. When bacteria invade the urinary tract, the body has its own arsenal for fighting back. Among those weapons is an unlikely tool, copper. And then, 10th from Science Alert. For the first time, watch cells communicate across an entire living body. Scientists have developed a new imaging technique called Holistic, which allows them to observe how cells communicate across an entire living body in real time. This method bridges the gap between studying individual cells and understanding the organism as a whole. Using naturally transparent fish like larval zebrafish and Danionella cerebrum, researchers can visualize cellular activity by making cells express fluorescent calcium sensors that light up when calcium levels change. This approach has already revealed surprising findings, such as cartilage cells reacting to cold and protective brain tissue responding to ketamine. The researchers believe this technique could significantly enhance our understanding of complex biological processes and interactions across different organ systems. They hope that scientists worldwide will adopt Holistic to gain deeper insights into how our bodies function. The study is published in the journal Nature. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.